Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Mr. Rondarian!
Hey.
How are you?
Okay.
Good. You seen your QAs, my good sir?
Yes, I was just looking at them.
All right. So,
you ain't doing the ones we went over?
These are not the same. No, sir.
It's
not at all. Because if you recall, we went over on the 29th. And the call date is the date that that you took these calls. All right. So we're going over them.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to have a heart-to-heart, homie. We're about to have a heart-to-heart. You ready? All right.
Yeah.
All right. So on 3:30, you got Alabama emergency appointment line. You didn't spell the customer's name back. So that's the reason why you got that autofill for the Alabama emergency. On the diversified, you sat on a dead air call for a minute and 22 seconds, which is why it was autofilled. It was more than 45 seconds of silence with no customer. On the 31st, that Gilbert call, you did not ask where the customer saw the ad, as well as when the customer said at the 3-minute mark that she was going to dispute the charges, you said, okay, is there anything else I can help you with your account? Thank you for calling customer support. I'm just going to let my bank handle it. You didn't even attempt to assist with the threat. That Koala DC one, again, ignored a threat, and the customer said it within, five or six times that he was disputing the charge. Didn't even attempt to start threat protocol. The Lit Media, that was an auto fail because at the 42-second mark, you just stopped responding to the customer, and they hung up on you at the minute and 36 seconds. What's going on, love? Talk to me.
Okay.
That Gilbert that you're looking at right there, that's been rescored to a zero.
Since our conversation the last time, I caught myself trying to do better.
Like, this is almost the exact same conversation, isn't it?
Right. That's why I was like...
Like, we got to figure out what's going on so we can get it together. Because your attendance for the month from the 1st of March to now is a 75. And your QA average is a 93. Keep in mind, or not 93, it's an 83. Keep in mind, for that same time frame, you have to maintain a 90 or above to remain at home. So we're not taking you back in-house yet. But if this, yeah, both of them have to be at 90 or above to stay working from home.
Okay.
We're not pulling you back in-house yet. But if this continues, that's going to be our next step, sir. We can't have you doing this because you are an amazing agent. I told you this last time. You're very smart. You know what you're doing. You know how to handle these customers. You know protocols. Sometimes you just don't follow them. Now, you know, calls like these go against ASK policy because sitting on dead air, it bills those clients for time that's not being used properly. Ignoring threats can result to chargebacks, which will cause them to terminate contracts with us.
Mm-hmm.
And by not responding to customers and causing them to disconnect, that displays the unprofessionalism. So we got to get all of these infractions under wraps because this is viewed as call avoidance. I know we spoke on the 30th and you received a verbal for the same infractions. Because they occurred not even a day after I spoke to you, sir, this is going to a written. Keep in mind, the next step is suspension with revocation of home privileges. I don't want to have to get there because I know you know what you're doing. Got me?
Yeah.
All right, so talk to me. What can I do to help you, my good sir? I know you say you got it, but I need to know what I can do to help because something that you're doing is not working correctly. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm only as good as my agents. Remember that. I'm only as good as you guys are. I will need your autograph, my dear.
Yes. I was going to it now.
So talk to me. What can I do? Help me help you, my good sir.
I really don't know, for real, Nadi, because since our conversation the last time, threat protocol, I've been following them for as refunds, giving refunds, product knowledge. Let me see. Spelling
like
bad,
both of those
the
calls,
customer names
both?
From the Alabama
right.
appointment line. The Alabama appointment line was really, that's what really is. Because most of the average.
Well, I did listen to. Right. I did listen to the appointment line call. You spelled the customer's first name back. You did not spell their last name back, Shelby. You spelled their first name, but not their last name. And you know you got to spell both. You may need to refresh it, your page. Oh, hold on. I got to sign up. That might help you. All right. Now it should be good. But I'm serious. You are one of the best at-home agents I got. We get to get this fixed. Try refreshing it now. And go.
Okay.
Hi. So what can I do? That's the important part of this whole convo. I need to know what I can do.
What would you think be best for me?
I mean, I can print out, because I don't want to pull you back in-house if I don't have to. Because, again, you do great at home. Honestly, I can print out the threats that you need to be listening for, the subtle threats, all of that, I can get that made. Or I can ask Dionk and them, see if they've got cheat sheets. I can get the protocols. I mean, really, in all honesty, only you can fix these issues. I just need to know what I can do to help you.
Correct. I understand.
Because the way these customers, with both of those, the Koala and that Gelber customer, the way they did it was, well, I'm going to let my financial institution handle this if you can't help me. The Gelber customer, she asked her supervisor like 5 or 6 times before she made the bank threat. And then with the other dude, he was adamant that he never agreed to this and that and this, that, and the third. And he's like, well, I'm going to have my bank handle this and refund me. Okay, sir, is there anything I can help you with your account? No, I'm going to let my bank dispute this. I'm going to have my bank take care of this and credit me back. I will not pay for this. And all right, sir, thank you for calling customer service. Like, sir, that threw me. Like, trust me, I know how bad it is having to refund some of these asshole of a customers. I get it. But we can't do that. Chargebacks are worse.
Yes. Okay.
Do you think maybe coming in-house would help you? Because if so, if you want to bring yourself in-house, we can.
I mean,
it's entirely up to you. What do you think will help you is what this call is about.
I got it. I just got to pay attention to the threats.
Okay. All right. I got to do the bossy thing. So, as you know, if further infractions of these same natures occur, we do move to the next step. You are at a written. I don't want to have to move to the next step. You're going to get this fixed, right?
Mm-hmm.
All
hopefully
right.
The next QA.
Look, they do them every day, Monday through Sunday. Every day they're running QAs on everybody. Plus, you know, the clients themselves will listen to these calls. So you really, really, really want to be sure you're watching your P's and Q's. I know right now your QA for this week is a little ugly. The only thing you can do is do what you need to do so that way it improves. And then going forward, just don't make the mistakes. It's easier said than done, I know, but trust me, I know. I still get QA'd as is, too. So I promise you are not the only one. I had a penguin call. I know you're not trained on it. But I had a penguin call that I messed up on. I dropped the ball on and wasn't paying attention. The customer asked to be refunded, then I never refunded them. So I got a 0 on that call. I promise you, you are not the only one who makes these mistakes. It's the ones where it risks clients terminating the contracts. That's what makes it so bad. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You got any final questions, comments, or concerns for me?
Mm-mm. I'm good.
All right. If you think of anything, reach out. Let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day, and thank you
for
your time.
One question.
Ooh.
One question.
Yep.
My question.
You just pulled a customer. You just pulled a customer. What you want?
For Sticky, I remember when I was mm-hmm. getting trained for, I don't know, this is, okay.
Have you not been trained on Sticky IO before?
Yes, I have.
But have you ever? Okay.
I really haven't took that many Sticky IO calls, so I'm not really trained.
Okay, give me a minute. So are you just wanting a refresher?
Hmm.
Are you just needing a refresher?
I just wanted to ask a question.
Oh. Boy, you got me looking dumb. What's your question? My seniors are irritated at me now. What's your question?
I was just wanted to ask, as far as counseling and count with Sticky.io, you would go to not recurring, correct?
He said that's a trick question. If they are in trial, you have to blacklist the account. If they are out of trial, you just can't. You check the box and stop reoccurring like normal.
Because I had a Sticky.io call where he was in trial, but I was pressing not recurring, and it was like she wouldn't have a charge or something.
Yeah, if it's in trial, you have to make sure you're blacklisting it. Otherwise, it's going to still charge them. Give me a moment. I'm trying to find the little Sticky.io PDF guide I have. Bianca sent it to me. Give me a moment. I'm going to email it to you so that way you have it if you need it.
Okay.
Let's see. Forward. Wait, where are y'all ordering from? Hold on. They trying to eat without the fat kid. I'm sorry, you love me. All right. So it's going to have a different campaign's name in it and different directions, but it's not different directions, but it's going to have a different campaign, but it'll be the same for all of those connective accounts that are being ported into Sticky. And it'll have a few step-by-step directions as well, reminder things for you. Just a moment, hon. Looks like all new campaigns moving to Sticky will be 90 bucks. You can buy 2, 6, 7, 8, G-Docs for customers in trial. Okay, so regarding what you were trying to ask me, it will say non-reoccurring in trial, but it will turn into a subscription once the EOT charge hits. So make sure you understand that, and you have to blacklist if it's in trial to cancel.
Okay.
And do not tell the customers it's not reoccurring, because it's not non-reoccurring. They're going to be billed.
Gotcha.
Give me 1 second. Oops. I'm going to put Joey and Bianca on it just to cover my tushy. All right. So that PDF has the guide for navigating Sticky.io, and then the email itself has a couple little things that will remind you, okay?
All right.
What other questions you got, dear?
That would be all.
All right. Make sure you reach out to us so we can take care of you, okay?
All right.
All right. Bye, darling.
Mm-hmm. See you later.